This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling.
I mean, it's just who they are. And I think people are frustrated. We know that they hate the president. And it's, look, they're an extension. They are the left wing of the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party right now, they have no positive agenda for the country. They are a party of anger and hate. They hate the president. We just saw an incredible military strike that successfully took out Iran's nuclear weapons capability. And what are the Democrats doing this week? They're voting on trying to disapprove President Trump defending America. And Jesse, one of the important things to understand, the attack that President Trump carried out this weekend, yes, it was supporting our friend and ally Israel, but much more importantly, it was defending America. Because when the Ayatollah chants death to America, I believe him.
Right. So Ted Cruz just talking about how the senator from Texas, Martha McCallum, was just how the media is going out of their way to immediately say, number one, shouldn't have taken the strike. Number two, it wasn't effective, and they don't have a plan. You saw Mark Kelly last night, first time I saw that soundbite with Brett. Oh, they don't have no plan. They don't know what they're doing. It's chaos. So they've using that term chaos to describe Trump. They like to do that. But it doesn't apply here. There's no chaos. It's very organized, very, very well executed. I know exactly what led up to it. And now we're waiting to see what Iran's going to do after it.
Yeah, I mean, prior to the strike, Israel and Iran were at war.
Yeah.
After the strike, there's a ceasefire. Will it hold? Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. But as a member of the United States Senate, and also as someone who has supported, you know, prior Democrat presidents, Clinton, Obama, you know, all of these presidents going back to Bush have wanted to, you know, they all said no nuclear weapons in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They all were aspirational about achieving no nuclear weapons in Iran. They tried deals, they tried negotiations, nothing worked. So now we have this strike, which I don't care, you know, show me a country that isn't, if they're not openly, isn't reservedly supportive, isn't glad that somebody finally took a bomb to these facilities. So, you know, I find it's almost so knee-jerk, it's so predictable. It would be really interesting to see some unpredictable reaction,
yeah,
to see a Democrat who said, you know what, look, we've all, you know, long wanted to cool things off in this region. And how about the fact that nobody is coming to their defense? Not Russia, not China. None of the axis of evil, maybe it doesn't exist anymore.
Not even their surrogates.
Right. So, you know, I mean, it'd be good just to hear a mature sort of reasoned take on this from Mark Kelly, as an American who doesn't want to see Iran have nuclear weapons.
So I want you to hear what Anthony Blinken put in the New York Times today in an op-ed. He said, Trump's Iran strike was a mistake. I hope it succeeds. The strike on three of Iran's nuclear facilities by the U.S., unnecessary and unwise. Now that it's done, I very hope it succeeds. As of now, there are conflicting messages. If and when it does, we get answers when we would take Tehran 18 to 24 months to produce an explosive device, according to some estimates. In other words, there was still time for diplomacy to work, and the situation wasn't nearly the emergency that Trump portrayed it to be. He said, it underscores that sticking with the JCPOA was the better option. I bought us at least 15 years instead of just a few, and it avoided the risk of Iranian retaliation, such as Monday's missile attacks directed our forces in the region, as well as the potential for further escalation, including threatening global oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz. What's your take?
Has he seen the chart that shows the increase in enriched uranium levels over the past 2 years?
You assume,
I mean,
he
it skyrockets at the end of that chart. So, you know, President Obama said it's clear that at the levels they're enriching, they're not interested in an energy program. They're not interested in an energy program. So they're enriching to levels that can only be on their way to having a nuclear program. The really sad thing for Iran, I don't know. Again, wouldn't it be interesting to hear Anthony Blinken? And I guess he's going sort of in that direction when he says, I hope it succeeds. But what it shows is just a lack of guts.
Right.
We're seeing bold action. Now, bold action sometimes fails, but at least it's bold action. And fortune tends to favor the bold in the world. What we saw and what the contrast is so dramatic in is just the difference in tenor between the last administration and this one.
Oh, yeah.
We see action, action, action. Will it all succeed? Probably not. Will some of it succeed in probably an instrumental way? Probably.
So the JCPOA, let's think about this. You can still use ballistic missiles. We're going to give you pallets of cash because they said it was frozen and it's unfrozen.
No,
so
anywhere, anytime money. Inspection.
So Martha, what did they do with that money? Did they go and build new roads and new playgrounds? No, they gave it to Hezbollah and Hamas to cause more unrest with our only ally, our major democracy in the region on a regular basis. And we did not have eyes on anything. Some of them were just cameras. So we didn't have any Americans there checking everything out. We had to go by what they were saying, the IAEA. The IAEA has been a little dicey with us in the past. And I think we are in no American presence. So to me, we basically had a deal that I think was 10 years in duration. And they said, well, once they're part of the family of nations, we're sure they're going to re-up that deal. Really? It's an expiration date, and then they can make nuclear weapons. Why would they?
That was the China philosophy that Nixon had, right? And it was an understandable approach to China at the time. You know, the more sunlight that we let in to this communist nation, the more we trade with them, the more we work with them, they'll come around. You know, the spotlight will be on them. They'll have to behave responsibly in terms of human rights and all these other issues. And now, sadly, we see that they are our greatest adversary in the world after all of that. Iran and every U.S. president, Republican, Democrat, has recognized this over the last decades. They need a change at the top. The Islamic regime in place since 1979 is a human rights disaster. Women are not allowed. If your hijab is slightly an inch off and your hair around your ears is showing, you can and do end up in prison, and in one woman's case, dead in a hospital. So let's just, you know, remember the fact that estimates that I'm hearing 80, even 90% of the Iranian public are wanting a change. Now, the president's gone back and forth on the regime change issue over the last few days. It's tricky. It does have to come from within. Even President Bush said it had to come from within way back then. But there is, not only is there no support for the Iranian regime outside of it, there's almost no support inside of Iran for it.
Right. And by the way, what do you think about on at Times Square, them rallying for Iran against us in Times Square all weekend?
You know what I really think more than anything, Brian, when I look at this, I think it shows the terrible lack of education in this country. We are not educating our children. Now, you can support Iran if you want to. You have a right to do that in this country. But I think that what we've done is educated an entire generation of young people who just are picking up their information off of TikTok. And they didn't learn it in school. They didn't learn about the 1979 revolution. And you can think whatever you want about it, but understand it. They didn't learn about the creation of Israel after World War II. They don't understand the dynamic of what happened under Hitler. They are very... They don't have a good education. I mean, I hate to say that about our own country, but this is true. And I know you've worked to educate people. I have too, by, you know, writing about these things and trying to get people better informed. But it just smacks of a very silly, superficial culture that is getting its information off of social media. And it's really a black mark on our education.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
History.
It really is. Joy Reid last night on a CNN panel said, why are we okay to have nuclear weapons and Iran not? He said, we have not been responsible. Remember Hiroshima? Everyone was shocked, including my guest yesterday. So my guest yesterday who said, wait a second, we dropped them. We absolutely had to drop those bombs back then. Since that time, we have led non-nuclear proliferation. Since her view, Joy Reid, a primetime anchor on a major network, has that dim view of America that we can't be more trusted than Iran.
You know, the IAEA, which you talked about moments ago, and people need to understand, it's an agency. Their responsibility was created by Eisenhower. Their responsibility is to do the best they can, understanding how much enriched uranium is out there, where it is, which is a big problem for them right now that they've got to figure out. But their mission is to make sure there are no nuclear accidents in the world and to make sure that we don't see more countries become nuclear capable. Weapons capable. So their mission is that Iran not get a nuclear weapon. They do not. There are 9 countries in the world that have nuclear weapons capability, and they don't want there to be any more because it makes the world more dangerous. So if she doesn't understand why a country like the United States is more responsible and is part of these non-nuclear proliferation treaties, and Iran is on the outside of that, I don't know. She's got to go back and start at square zero.
Whoopi Goldberg said, it's harder to be a black woman in America than to be a woman in Iran.
I mean, I cannot imagine what she is thinking. I mean, literally, women in Iran, if you show your hair,
right,
you can be beaten and whipped in the streets by these religion police who literally walk around the streets of Tehran looking for you, looking to see if you have a hair out of place so that they can throw you in Evin prison. Evin prison is full of people who have been fighting for freedom. We have so much freedom in this country. Are we perfect? Of course we're not perfect. We try to be a more perfect nation all the time. That's our mission as Americans. But to make that comparison is so reflective of ignorance. I don't even know what else to say.
Absolutely. And by the way, remember she would, if she went to Iran, she does have the outfit from Sister Act. She would just have to leave that on the whole time, and she can't have the white ring.
It was a nun, I think.
It was a nun. But I mean, basically the same outfit. I mean, the nun is a little bit more open.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.